A logo emerges from crackling static. HBO. In black and white, Ricky Velez sits nervously on a stool. Handwritten text appears. HBO presents. In Apatow / Radical Media production, Ricky stares intensely at the camera as more words appear. Ricky Velez hears everything. Now, he stands on stage before a large audience. Ricky comes into focus and full color.
I'm coming to terms with the idea that my brain does not work good. Me and my wife were walking down the street the other day and an old woman's walking towards us. We're holding hands, right? We're just having a nice walk right down the street. And my wife goes, oh, look how cute she is. And in my head at the same exact time, I was thinking, yo, we should close on this bitch. And I wasn't gonna do it, but it's just funny. It's funny to clothesline an old woman. It's funny. Said it to my wife. She didn't think it was funny. Not at all. She was like, don't tell people that. I was like, I'm gonna say it on stage. She's like, do you hate old people? And I'm thinking about it. Come on, right? Kind, sort of. We don't need them anymore. We don't. Come on, after pandemic, we don't need them. What do they know about crypto? They know nothing about crypto. They know nothing. People say they're wise. They're not wise. Think about the stories that your grandfather told you. You were like, oh, he's wise. Think back on them. He ain't wise. My grandfather used to tell us the same story like every Thanksgiving. He would carry his books underneath his arm to school every day with his boys, right? Him and his boys would just carry books underneath their arm. And one day, Grandpa was like, yeah, we should put a belt around the books and it'd be easier to carry. And he told that story with his chest out, with pride. Like, that was a smart story. And now I look back and I'm like, I think Grandpa might have been dumb. I do. First of all, you're older than bags. Let's talk about that. You're older. How are you older than bags? You're older than bags? Second of all, you didn't even think to make bags. How fucking dumb are you? I grew up poor in Queens. We could have been living off that bag money. We just don't need them. We don't. They can't even remember their Apple IDs. Have you asked an old person what their Apple ID is? They never know. My phone won't update. No, you're obsolete. We don't need you anymore. Why is your font this big? They let you drive like that? They let you drive. Joe Biden, listen, I know nothing about politics. I know nothing. But that man is too old. He is way too old. Do you know he's older than the song Zippity Doodah? That's not even a joke, it's a straight fact. He's older than the song Zippity Doodah. Think about that. That means him and his friends were just listening to music one day like, yo.
He bobs.
This shit slaps. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this, Joe? And Joe was like, that Zippity fucking Doodah. That's way too old to be president. That's way too old. A song last year went number one called Wet Ass Pussy. And we have a zippity-doo-dah-ass president during a wet-ass pussy era. Don't look at me like that. I didn't vote for Trump. I feel it. I didn't. I voted for Kanye. I don't agree with what he says, but he knows what a wet-ass pussy is. And that's how I vote. I don't know. I have a tough time jumping on the ideas everybody wants to push. I don't want to defund the police. I don't want to defund the police at all. I really don't. Born and raised in this city. A lot of my friends are police officers. And then on top of it, something happened to me two Sundays ago that's never happened to me the whole entire time I've ever lived in this city. Okay? I lived through Sandy, lived through 9/11, the pandemic, the blackouts. And 2 weeks ago, I was standing on 6th Avenue. And a pigeon flew into the side of my head. That doesn't happen. That shit's crazy. Know how I know it's crazy? A guy screamed, that was fucking crazy. I was like, sir, can you please not call attention to what just happened to me? I'm very confused about what's going on in this situation right now. I didn't believe it. That doesn't happen. I thought somebody wrapped a piece of meat in newspaper and threw it at the side of my head. That's what I believed happened. That made more sense to me than a pigeon flying into the side of my head. What do you do? What do you do? What do I do? I mean, a bat just took out the world. A pigeon is basically a day bat, right? Like, that's just a day bat. It's just as dirty. This thing hit me in the face. I called my doctor. That's what I did. I called my doctor. He's like, Ricky, it's Sunday. I can't give you any more Klonopin. I was like, it's not about that. It's not about that. I was like, a pigeon hit me in the fucking face. And he was like, we need more police out there. Then he turned to me and goes, you're good as long as you didn't eat it. That's what he said to me. I was like, I'll be the one that tells the jokes in this relationship. Thank you very much. And then I went home and I just broke down. I did, because I smoked a bunch of weed and I went from high to paranoid to depressed. It was so pathetic. It was just like, because I got high and then I was like, it's funny, I got hit with a pigeon. Like, there's something funny to being hit in the fucking head with the pigeon. And then I got too high and then I got worried that this might be a Spider-Man situation. And now I'm half Ricky, half pigeon. And I walk around the city all day eating garbage. And I do comedy at night. And I was got depressed because I was like, fuck, that's already my life. I've been living like a pigeon for way too long. It's exhausting being me. I love America. I like it a lot. I know it's like people don't say it like I say it no more, but I like it. I fuck with America hard. Because I've been to other places, and the thing was, I stayed in America until I was 26 years old. Didn't leave that shit. Then I got this job. They started sending me places. I got to go to these weird-ass spots. Europe? Fuck Europe. If you like Europe, you're goofy as shit, and I don't like you. You're goofy. You're goofy. You eat meals this big. I am full. No, you're not. You're not full. I went to the Cheesecake Factory today, this morning. I went to the Cheesecake Factory. I know full. They tried to rob me. They don't even rob you like America in Europe. They don't even rob. They don't know how to do it. They're fucking weird. They're weirdos. They don't do gun, knife, give me your stuff. They got these things called gypsies. They carry fake babies. Yeah, and then they wait till you're drunk and high outside of a museum, and then they throw a fake baby at you and try to steal your book bag. That's a weird way to rob somebody. That's very odd. I'm a half Puerto Rican. I'm not allowed to catch a baby that's not mine. I'm not allowed. It's against the rule. I chest bumped that motherfucker right to...
He slaps the mic against his chest, glances down, then mimes kicking something to the side.
I kicked it. I did. I kicked it. I said gold because they like that. Gold. They sent me everywhere. I don't want to go nowhere. He sent me to Dominican Republic. It was supposed to be great because that was supposed to be like kind of a vacation, right? Brought my wife with me, thought that was a good idea. Nope. Not a good idea. Oh, by the way, I'm Irish and Puerto Rican. That's my mix. That's what it is. No. Those people should not hang out.
He breaks into restrained laughter.
Irish and Puerto Rican, I'm just happy I'm not gay because that's way too many parades to go to. Yo, where's Ricky at? He got another parade, dog. He can't chill. Sundays aren't good for him. Don't hit him up on Sundays. He parades a lot. If you need him, he's on Fifth. You go if you need him. So they send me to Dominican Republic. Me and my wife go. We think it's gonna be a good old time. Gonna do a couple shows, hang out. But they don't tell you when you go to the Dominican Republic, they don't tell you that when you stay at a resort, right? The drug dealers aren't allowed on the beach, so they hang out in the ocean. Y'all seem like that's some normal shit. I was not ready for that. I went for a swim. This Dominican just popped up. He didn't come from the side. He came from underneath. He came up. Hello. I was like, whoa. Why are we so close in the ocean right now? He's like, I'm a drug dealer, Bobby. What's good? I was like, what? I got women too. I was like, in the ocean, you got women? In the ocean? I was like, I need weed. I would love some weed. And he was like, all right, no doubt, $40 a gram. And I don't know if you guys know anything about weed. That's a bad price. That is not good. I was like, listen, man, I don't know what the influx of the ocean prices are. But $20 or I'm out. And he was like, all right, be out. And then I was like, nah, time out. You swam up to me, you be out. And he's like, nah, this is my area. Everybody knows that. I was like, what the fuck you mean? This isn't the block. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know your longitude, latitude? And next thing you know, I swam away from a drug deal. I swam. I don't know if you've ever swam away from a drug deal, but I didn't do it normal, definitely not. Because I'm suspicious of everybody. He's a drug dealer. I'm not swimming away like that. I'm not turning my back, so I just...
He gracefully waves his arms in front of him.
I even splashed him with the third one. Fuck you, $40. I got back to the beach. My wife's like, who you hanging out with? In the ocean. I was like, well, I make friends, people like me. Leave me alone. And we go and chill. We go and chill on the beach. I put in my headphones. My wife starts reading a book, which I think is weird. It's weird. It's 2021. You should just listen to it. I'm dyslexic. My wife reads in front of me. That's triggering. Think about that the next time you read a book. You're hurting my feelings. So next thing you know, I go back, I'm sitting on the beach, I got the headphones in, wife reading, and same Dominican. Mad people on the beach, but same Dominican swims out right in front of me and my wife, right? And just starts screaming, $20, I'll do it! $20, I'll do it! My wife shakes me, she's like, your friend from the ocean. Wants to do something for $20. I was like, baby, you're not gonna believe this. But that's an ocean drug dealer. Can I borrow $20? My wife gave me a $100 bill. She said, bring me change. I'm like, it's the ocean. I don't know what the change situation's gonna be out there. So now me and this guy get back out there, right? We're in the ocean together, just the tide went up, so.
He sways slightly on his feet.
He goes, you got the money? I go, yeah, you got the weed? He goes, nope. I go, what do you mean? He goes, it's at the sandbar. I go, where's the sandbar? I look out, that shit's like 100 yards out. I know nothing about nature. I don't know it. I had like a neighborhood park in my neighborhood that had a lot of trees, and that was it. That was our nature. Like, I saw a bird in New Jersey, and I was like, that's an eagle. Like, I don't know nature. Like, in America, the further you go in the ocean, the deeper the shit gets. That's how American oceans work. In this ocean, they didn't tell you can just walk the shit. You can just walk through the whole ocean. And I didn't know that. So when I was swimming to die. I was swimming to die. And then halfway through, I was like, I didn't know I can walk this shit. This is amazing. I get there. This dude pulls up on a boat. He hasn't had a boat all day. Now he got a boat. He pulls up. He's like, how much money you got? I was like, 100. But you got change? He's like, it's the ocean. I was like, I said the same shit to my wife, dude. I said the same shit. Next thing you know, me and this dude are standing there. He hands me a manila envelope and takes off. I'm now standing in the middle of the ocean with a manila envelope this big. It's gigantic, with a bathing suit. I look insane. And the tide went up, so I gotta walk that bitch back high, right? Just walking that bitch back the highest the whole time. I get back, I start smoking weed. I'm like, life is great. This is amazing. Smoking weed on an island. Nope, that's not how my life works, ever. I'm sitting there smoking weed. I'm like, dude, my second blunt, because it's island weed and it sucks. And I get a phone call from the front desk of the hotel, and they go, "Hey, Mr. Velez, we just want to let you know the police are on their way to your room, and they want to talk to you about what happened in the ocean today." I didn't want my wife to know, so I was like, "I didn't order room service." Click. And I bugged out. I know who I am. Like, I'm not a man. Like, I can't go to jail. I can't. I'm fun size. Like, I can't. They will rape me. I will get raped. So who do I become in jail? Here's my plan. I'm Poop Boy. That's the guy that just poops and rubs it all over himself every single day. That's what Poop Boy is. He's just like, "Aah!" Then he's like, "Who wants to fuck?" He's very aggressive. If you're aggressive, they're like, "He's covered in shit and he wants to fuck." That's too much. That's my plan. I don't know what your plan is or your plan is, but it's a good plan. Use my plan. You're not gonna win the fight. 12 Dominican cops show up. I don't know if you guys have seen them, but they dress a lot like zookeepers, and I was high. They storm the room, they separate my wife, and they're running through our shit. And I can hear my wife just snitching through the wall. Snitch. It was him in the ocean. He didn't bring me change. I'm like, "This bitch. God damn it." Next thing you know, I turned to the cop. I did the manliest thing I've ever done in my life. I was like, "She had nothing to do with this. It's all me. It's my weed." The guy said, "Weed?" I go, "Yeah." I rip it out of my suitcase. I hand it to him. And he takes it. He throws it down on the table. And he goes, "Everybody out." And all 12 of the Dominican cops go to leave my room in another country that I do not belong to. And I was high and paranoid. And I thought they might have stolen cash or jewelry. So I screamed, "Nobody leaves," which is just out of fucking control. And I go, "Wait, what just happened?" And they go, "We thought you bought a birth certificate or a social security card." And I was like, "You can buy those in the middle of the fucking ocean?" He goes, "How much was that weed?" I go, "I got a deal, $20 a gram." He goes, "No, you didn't, Poppy. You got ripped the fuck off." That's why I stay here. They sent me to Norway. Yo, if you think you're good looking, you ain't shit. Like, you are garbage in Norway. You're gross. You're disgusting. Hot girls work at McDonald's in Norway. Just think about that. "What do you want to drink, bitch? What do you want to drink? Like, what? Why are you here? Your face doesn't match the environment you're in. It's very concerning. Are you missing a leg over that counter? I just don't understand." If you don't understand that joke, go to a McDonald's in America after this show. There'll be a guy there with an eye in the middle of his fucking forehead. "What do you want?" "I want to go home. I want to go home. I can't eat after looking at you, actually." If you're in the front, who's in the back? Who is in the back of a McDonald's? I'll take that in a number two. I have a child. And yeah, no, I felt it. Yeah, it's concerning. No one ever claps when I say it. It's very weird. It's like a weird place to be. I watched Kevin Hart do 100,000 in Philly Stadium. He got up there, he's like, "I just had kids." Everybody clap, 100,000 people, but you guys, maybe four of you were like, "Yeah, we're okay with it." It's because I'm fun. Kids aren't fun. You'll never be at a party, somebody will turn to you and be like, "Yo, this party would be a lot better. There was a baby here right now. The guy to baby ratio sucks. I'm out. I heard there's a party down the block. Man, baby's gonna head down there and do cocaine off a soft spot. Have a lot of fun." No one ever says that. No one ever says that. And it's not because it's unhealthy, but babies don't have strong enough necks and you would lose a lot of cocaine.
He flops his head around, then grills the audience with a hard stare.
"You don't need to take a test to have a kid. Isn't that nuts? They just give it to you. Like, there's no, like, question or nothing. Like, I don't know things. I don't know a lot of things. It's frightening how much I don't know. Like, you ever watch your friends have a conversation in front of you and you have no clue what they're... Like, what is fracking? Does anybody know what fracking is? I thought fracking was when a fat person put their arm like this and you fucked it. That's what I thought fracking was. Yeah. I was very confused during all the debates. All of them. He doesn't like fracking. I like fracking, just not everywhere. I'm sitting there like, how's that bad for the environment? My wife doesn't even consider it cheating. Oh, I frack. I don't know things. I'll tell you this, like, I didn't know it was called an umbilical cord. I didn't. It was bad. It was an embarrassing day. Like, doctor went, you want to cut the umbilical cord? I was like, I don't want to cut the ability cord. And he was like, sir, umbilical cord? I was like, ability cord. He's like, sir, I'm pretty sure you're saying ability cord. I was like, I'm 100% saying ability cord. And he was like, why would you ever call it that? Like, why? And I was like, well, it gives the baby abilities, correct? And he said, good luck, and handed me my child. He said, being a parent makes you start looking at parents. I was a kid not too long ago, but then I had a kid, so I'm not. I used to just walk past people with kids. I'd be like, haha, your life sucks. And that's me now. I'm not kidding. I was at the airport the other day. I'm taking a piss. I guess this guy needs to take a shit. He got like a 5-year-old kid with him. What do you do with that kid? You can't just leave him in the middle of the airport. You can't even leave a bag. So what do you do with this child? I'll tell you what this dude did. He brought the kid inside the stall with him, non-handicapped, with the suitcases, tight squeeze, tight. Tight squeeze. And the kid just started screaming, Dad, I won't watch you poop, man. And you can hear them fight it, like you could hear them. And his dad's like, it's cool, it's fine. Come on, we're traveling. Remember, mom said this was gonna be fine. Come on, big boy stuff, say it back. Big boy stuff, big boy stuff. And the kid wasn't out, he's like, Dad, I don't wanna watch you poop. And then you can hear them fighting for the lock. You can hear the lock, you can hear the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And the dad's getting desperate. He's like, no. And then the door slammed open, and this dude was just taking a shit while holding onto the back of his kid's t-shirt. And I looked him dead in the eyes, and I was like, no one told me about this. How do I know about that? How is that not known? That's insane. I don't come from that. My parents didn't travel with me, therefore they never shit in front of me. That's a rich man's game. I don't come from shit in front of your kid money. Clap your hands if your parents shit in front of you. That's wealth. How is that not the commercial for condoms? How is that not it? There's numerous commercials about condoms that's like, oh, it's thin, it feels like it's real. No. It's a very simple commercial. This is a commercial for condoms. Should just be a little kid standing there and his knees are buckling and shit, and he just looks up. He's like, do you like to poop alone? And then Trojan, and that's the whole commercial. It's very simple. It's very simple. That's the only time I ever, like, I never, ever believed I'm putting my kid on a leash. But after I saw that shit, I was like, my kid might be put on a leash. Like, I ain't gonna shit in front of him. I'll just put the leash underneath the door. Yo, is that you? That's you, right? Yo, that's you, bark twice. That's you, right? I like my kid, by the way. Like, I don't like yours. I want to make that very clear. Like, I don't like your kid. It, like, people think just because I have one, I will like you. I don't. My cousin, every time I see her, she got a new one. I hate it. Like, I hate, you know, those people, every time you see them, it's brand new. It's not, it's out way too early. You see it out in the world, you're like, that shouldn't be here right now. Like, it's not even a right color yet. It's like a purple tinted baby. And everybody's, give it a kiss. Fuck you, give it a kiss. That was semen 9 months ago. Give it a bath. I have socks underneath my bed with older semen than that child. How about you kiss one of those? I'll kiss your kid and we'll call it even. Thank you to the men that are laughing honestly in this room right now. Women, you ever notice you step on a sock and it hurts? That sock's been fucked. Did you just snort? Who snorted? I love a snort. That's the coming of comedy. Did you know that? You ever fuck something and it goes, that's, you're welcome. I'm really happy my baby's not ugly. People don't act like that's important. It's important. I'm in the parks, yo. These kids are ugly out there. And everybody's treating them like pretty kids, and that's not gonna be good in a couple years. They can't have that. Stop liking them on Instagram when your friends post them. Be honest about who they are. I will not like your ugly baby. I will not. I'll leave a post, like, better luck next time or some shit like that. But I'm not liking your ugly baby. My friends, this is bad. It's bad. He had it at the same time as me. We both had kids. His is really bad. I went to meet it. I tried to compliment it. And I said, that baby is baby. That's what I said to him. I said, that baby is baby. That's a crazy thing to say. I couldn't think of another word. He was like, it's bad. I was like, it's bad. It's bad. He doesn't even claim the kid. He's like, yeah, that's my friend. I'm like, fuck you, your friend. You can't call him your friend. Yeah, that's my wife's kid. No, it's not. That's your kid. You're my ugly friend. It's sad. It's sad because his kid's gonna be dumb. It's not, I'm just telling the truth. He named it Frankie, and that's a dumb name. Oh, you disagree? Clap your hands if you go to Dr. Frankie. I'll wait. Exactly. It's a dumb name. Frankie doesn't go to college. If he does, it has a commercial. Frankie gets a neck tattoo on his 18th birthday that says neck tattoo. He makes mistakes. Names can change people. My friend recently came out the closet. I'm very proud of him, but we knew this shit was gonna go down because his name is Chad, and that's a gay-ass name. It's gay as fuck. Chad. You can't even say Chad like you're not gonna put a dick in your mouth. Chad. It's a gay name. There's gay names out there. Chad, Landon, Harper. That's the gayest name of all time. Yo, Harper got all the pussy at the party last night. That's not what Harper does. Harper shows up. There's no Zinfandel. No, there's no Zinfandel. I don't buy shit I can't spell. Drink the gin, J-I-N. I wouldn't care if my kid was gay. That would not bother me. That would not bother me. I just want my child to be happy. My friend's dad was not on the same shit. He was shocked that Chad was gay, which was shocking to me. I swear to God, we went to a Yankee game with his dad once, right? Me, Chad, his older brother. Derek Jeter hits a home run, and Chad just starts going. His dad had no clue. I was like, he just snapped at Derek Jeter, man. Can't snap at him. Chad brought us all out to dinner to tell us he was gay. He brought us all out to dinner. We all knew, except his dad. So Chad came out the closet. He was like, guys, I'm gay. And we were like, pass the salt. And his dad got up and walked out the room. It was the saddest thing we've ever seen. It was terrible. We felt bad for him. Then the next day, we're all in the group chat talking about what happened. And then we got told that Chad's dad was calling everybody to talk about what happened the night before. I changed my number a lot because I'm sketchy. So I was like, give him my number. I was ready. I wanted this, right? And he calls me up. And the first thing he said really confused me. He was like, last night was the worst surprise party of all time. And I was like, I don't think that's what that was, but okay. And he goes, you knew about this? And I went, yeah. He goes, how'd this happen? And I went, you named him Chad. If you don't want your kid to be gay, don't name him Chad Landon Harbor. Name him fucking Thor if you have such a problem with the lifestyle, honestly. Even if Thor was gay, he'd be big and brolic and shit, be like, give me that ass. And he fucks Chad Landon and Harper in a manly fashion. He does it in a manly fashion. I've been advised after that joke to tell people I don't have a problem with gay people, which is a weird thing to announce halfway through a show. And it's not even the truth. It's not. There's a gay guy that lives on my block and I fucking hate his life. I hate his life. And I don't hate him because he's gay. I hate him because he walks a cat. It's so annoying. The cat don't even move. He just walks around it. That shit gets me so mad. The cat's name is Harper. I think when you become a parent, your main goal is you want to be better than your parents. That's the goal, right? Just want to be better than your parents. But the bar wasn't high. My parents tried. They tried really hard. They tried with what they had, but it's just, it didn't work. My mom, she was my best friend. My mom was my best friend in the world, but she definitely had her vices. I have them. She had my sense of humor. She liked to drink. That was her shit. My mom loved to drink, sometimes in secret. I liked it. The family did not. I liked it because I was a bad kid. I was bad. She would ground me all the time. You're grounded. I'd be like, we'll wait till 8 p.m. See what Jose Cuervo has to say about this ground. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna see my boys tonight, Kathleen. My dad, a Puerto Rican from the South Bronx. Tough man. Bad with his emotions. Puerto Ricans are terrible with their emotions. They're just filled with them. They're not good with them. They can't control them. My dad, he cried one time my whole entire life. It was the day Derek Jeter retired. That was the only day. He ran around the house. This is the worst day of my life. I'm like, calm down, Pop. Mom's dead. She never batted 300. Calm down. Like, she... One thing my father taught me that I'm never gonna do to my child is put my hands on my child. Never hit your kids. My dad wasn't good at it. Never learned a lesson from it. All I learned was how to get away with it in a different way. And he was emotional about it. It was sad to watch. I'll tell you about the worst time he beat us. Me and my older brother used to put on our windbreakers, like we had a windbreaker outfit. You know those windbreaker outfits when you're a kid, you just rock them all the time? And we had carpeted stairs, so we used to fucking slide down the stairs. At 100 miles per hour, just rah,
rah. He thrusts a hand forward.
And one day we were doing it after Dad came home from work and he was taking a nap and he woke up to us fucking just shooting, like bobsledding down the stairs. And he grabbed his belt from his room and he chased me and my brother into our bunk beds and he went to town on us. And I still think about it till this day. And right before he left the room, he went, if you make another fucking sound, I'm gonna come back in here and do it again. Me and my brother, we're in our windbreakers.
He awkwardly holds his arms away from his body, as if trying not to let his windbreaker's fabric touch itself.
For about 2.5 hours, we cried in this position. 2 hours later, my dad walked back into the room. This time, he was wasted drunk. He sat on the bedroom floor. He told us to get into bed. He told me and my brother stories about how his mom used to beat him with, like, sticks and hangers and all types of shit, and that's why he beat us. And then he went to bed. And me and my brother stayed up all night just like, yo, fuck grandma. Fuck that bitch. I hope she never comes back from Puerto Rico. I'll punch that bitch in the face. Like, just tell that bitch to suck this dick. Like, we were out of control. And then like a year later, grandpa died and dad moved grandma into the house in Queens with us. And that shit just confused the fuck out of me and my brother because we were looking around at dad like, yo.
He waves his arms.
Are we gonna fuck this bitch up, man? What is she doing? She started this whole problem. Let's ride on her, dog. There's no way she's that good with a hanger. Let's get Abuela. We didn't beat her up. We didn't. We used to curse her out from the stairs, though, because she couldn't do them. Look at you, first floor level bitch. There's butterscotch on the second floor, you dumb bitch. Don't worry about my kid, I can feel the energy. My wife comes from money, so he's gonna be okay. Like, I don't know if that means he's gonna be a good person, but he's gonna eat, and that's a come up from where I'm at. Rich kids suck, though. Like, you know who I'm talking about, those. You meet the kid at his loft party, you're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm a poet. And you're like, it's 2021. No, you're not. You're just a bad rapper at this point. Rather a rich kid than a poor kid. Nobody likes poor people. I grew up with no money. Nobody likes poor people. You didn't come here with your best poor friend. That's your worst friend. He's terrible. Every time you bring him to a party, he needs to charge his phone. He just walks in, anybody got a charger? It's like, yo, say hi to a few people. And no, nobody has a Galaxy. No one ever has a Galaxy. I hate when you pull that thing out. It makes everybody uncomfortable, it really does. I'd rather you pull out a gun than the Galaxy. At least it's a conversation starter, right? Somebody will go, is that a gun? No one's ever asked you about your Galaxy. Nobody likes poor people. I know it's weird to say, but you don't. You don't like poor people. I watch television. There's numerous TV shows about rich people buying houses. Not one poor show. Not one. Why? Because you wouldn't watch it. That's not a fun half hour of television. That's a terrible show. Those questions, is this gonna stay up? You don't wanna hear that. You don't want to watch a guy get denied a bank loan. That's not a fun next week on Maybe. Like, that's a fucked up show. You want to watch Maybe? You want to watch Maybe? Just Ryan Seacrest. Maybe they'll get it. Maybe they won't. Ugh. Fuck you, Ryan. I'm not trying to shit on poor people. They're fun, but rich people, they're just funner. They're just weirdos. That's the problem with rich people. They're just weird people because no one ever tells them no. You make enough money, no one tells you no, so you just get to be a weirdo. My wife's family, they're weird people. They wear pajamas as adults. That's a crazy outfit. Like, you're an adult. Why are you in pajamas? Get in your underwear. We're adults. Like, why? Pajamas are for children because it's weird when they're in their underwear. Like, that's who that's for. There's nobody waiting on their government check like, yo, I can't wait to get my jammies. Like, that's a very privileged outfit. First time my wife came to bed in pajamas, I was like, why you redress? What's happening right now? She was like, I like the way I look. I was like, yeah, but we're gonna close our eyes for a long period of time. So it sounds like you're wasting money again. It sounds. Rich people, I'll tell you, I've been watching my wife's family. They're weird, man. They, They live past 55. I joined her family. That was the first time I ever been to a hospice. What? You've been to a hospice? That sucks. No one should have to do that. That's bad. Let's go say bye to Nana. You go. Nana's sitting there, bye, Nana. And she goes, and they're like, that's her saying bye. I'm like, I don't know if that was that. I think she's asking me to kill her. This is terrible. We're feeding her with a sponge. It's sad. They're weird people. They put their initials on their pillows. Why? The rich people put their initials on. What's happening to your pillows, rich people? That you need to put your initials on. How often do you wake up? Where is it? Like, what's happening to rich people's pillows that they're going missing like this? I've had one pillow my whole life. I know exactly which one it is. It's the most yellow. It's yellow as fuck. It's yellow as fuck. It smells like my hair. And I have to fold it for every year I've had it. My wife's family, they ball out. They do. They bought a house in front of me. They bought a house in front of me. I grew up in one house. We just stayed there. Didn't look at anybody else's. Just hoped ours was ours. We never looked at no houses. I went with them. I didn't know how to look at a house. I wore a suit. I looked like I was selling the bitch. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy. People were asking me questions like, how high are the ceilings? I'm like, well, I can touch rims, so over 12 foot. Like, so, like, just dumb shit. Her dad blew my mind. Both of them. Her mom went room to room to room to room. Dad went room to room to room. Everybody had a quick discussion. Then her dad said the most ballin' shit I've ever heard in my life. It was insane. He goes, yeah, we'll take everything, even the furniture. And I was sat there. I was like, I raised my hand. I was like, you can do that? Like, you can take these people's lives away from them? Do we change the photos or do we laugh at these people that we obviously beat at life? We beat them. I want to be richer than that. I want to make more money than that. I want to be so much richer. I want to walk in. Yeah, I'll take everything. Even the kids. You know what? Come in the bathroom and watch me shit. I got money now. My wife, she makes me be friends with her friends. And usually her friends have a kid my kid's age, and that's why we're supposed to be friends. But usually, like, they work in finance, and I do this. And there's this one guy I hate. His name's Daryl. I shouldn't use his name, but I'm using it. His name is Daryl. And he's a piece of shit. And he got set up on a date, and he showed up, and he brought an 8-ball of cocaine. He brought a full 8-ball of... I don't do... I guess I have cocaine face. I don't do it. I don't. So when he showed up, I was like, I don't do that. He was like, well, what do you do? I was like, I smoke weed and do shrooms. He's like, let's do shrooms. And the way Daryl said, let's do shrooms. I was like, Daryl has obviously done shrooms before. Nope, that's not what happened at all. My favorite thing to do on shrooms is to go to the Cheesecake Factory. It's amazing. Whoever designed that place is a genius. There's Egyptian sculptures all over the place. Once I make money, he's doing my house. So me and Daryl get to the Cheesecake Factory. He's not doing too well, okay? He's sweating a lot. He won't drink his pina colada. It's a problem. Next thing you know, he goes, I need you to go to the bathroom. Please come with me. I go, absolutely not. So now I'm sitting there alone, which feels like 5 minutes. Like he's gone for 5 minutes. But that's not the truth at all. It must have been like 2.5 hours. Because I get a phone call from my wife, and she goes, where are you? And I was like, I'm at the Cheesecake Factory. And she's like, oh, you're on shrooms? And I was like, yeah, me and Daryl having a great time. He went to the bathroom. And she goes, no, he didn't, Ricky. He went home. Picked up his child while in an argument with his wife and then dropped the baby. As my wife tells me this, I get Daryl's name on my phone. I'm like, oh, he's calling. Let me pick up. I'm funny. What's up, Butterfingers? Right? I just hit him with a Butterfingers. It's funny. It's a funny joke. It wasn't Daryl. It was his wife. It was really bad. And she goes, I just want to let you know I'm calling the police on you, Mr. Velez, and letting them know that you have narcotics in a home with a child. And now I'm on shrooms at the Cheesecake Factory, drinking my third pina colada. And I realize I don't have any shrooms in my house. Daryl fucking ate them all. So then I called the cops and I let them know that Daryl had an 8-ball of cocaine in his pocket. And now our kids aren't allowed to go to the same school next year. But I think that has more to do with him dropping the baby. Me and my wife, we fight a lot. She's better at it because she's more educated than me. She went to a very good school, and I went to a college with a commercial. And I worked at McDonald's. She fights with me, but she's better at it. And every time we get into it, she buys a book, puts it on my bedside table for me to educate myself. But I don't believe in just book education. I'm sorry. I don't. I grew up in New York City. New York has taught me everything I fucking know. So when I get into fights with her, I bring that shit to the, I bring it to the front door. We go out with this other couple. This woman starts with the, women are hornier than men. Let's stop it. Stop it. No, you're not, women. You're not. My wife takes her side. Well, I read an article about the chemical balance, blah, 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 and now I'm wrong. My wife buys a book. It's on my bedside table. I don't read it because I'm dyslexic and it's triggering. And I read the back. And I read the back of the book, and the back of the book said it was written by a male scientist. Why the fuck does a male scientist get to write a book about women being horny? That's... No, women, you're clapping because you're a woman and you think it's power. It's no. I'm looking at it like this. Watch this. This is crazy. Guys, clap your hands if. How many of your boys you grew up with, like the guy that got pussy, how many of those guys turned into scientists? Clap your hands. Because you don't learn that far if you get it. Like, you don't have to become a scientist. You got pussy. Like, you... Everybody stops learning at the age they fuck. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's why you meet construction workers. You're like, when'd you fuck? And they're like, 11! And you're like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. You were good at blocks, and now you do adult blocks. I understand the trajectory of your life. Stickers turned into cash, it's cool, I get it. My wife, she wouldn't stop with it, and we kept going. Women, you're not hornier than me. I grew up in this city. Every 2 to 3 weeks in this city, a dude jumps on the train, just takes out his dick, even through pandemic. There was limited trains, they were still doing it. They just get on the train, you know, like, you know what, pay my $2.75. It's dick time, let me take my dick out right now. And he goes to jail, he makes the front page of the paper. There's a viral video of a girl crying, I was on the train, I saw the dick.
He pats his chest, feigning distress.
Every time I blink, I see the dick. It's a dick, just look at it. Like, if you're as horny as me, just look at the dick. Worst case scenario, it's gonna poke you in the jacket. That's a dry cleaning bill. Like, if you're just as horny as me, look at the dick.
To a man in the front row.
Right? You feel me? Like, is this your girl? Yeah, just be honest. Me and you, we're hanging out on the train, right? Just chilling. What's your name?
Brian.
Me and Brian chilling on the train. Next thing you know, woman jumps on the train, rips out her snatch, starts fisting herself up to the elbow, right? Me and Brian's like, that's crazy. What's that? Next thing you know, she takes out her titty and she smacks me in the face with it, Brian. And then she smacks you in the face with it. Yes or no, are we calling the police?
Brian. No, we're not calling the police. No, we're not calling the police, bro. We're calling our friends. Get the fuck on the train. Get the fuck on the train. It's finally happening. It's finally happening. You buy a monthly Metro card, you dirty bastard. I love my wife, but she gave me a disease. I don't know if you guys know about it. It's called anxiety. It's a white people disease. I caught it from my Jewish wife when she sneezed on me. That's how you get it. That's how it's passed around. She was like, achoo, and I was like, I'm nervous about everything. What a privileged disease. What a privilege. There's no such thing as anxiety in the hood, right? Like, there's no gangbanger in the hood tonight. Like, yo, I can't do a drive-by. Too many dudes in the car. I feel like the walls are caving in. Like, it's just me being like, I'm nervous. About what? I don't know. Like, it's just it's some bitch shit. The minute you get it, they put you on the pills. I don't like being on the pills. I don't. They put me on Xanax. If you want Xanax, just go to your doctor and tell him you have feelings. And he will kill every single one of those. He gave me a full thing. He's like, come back in 30 days. I came back. He was like, how do you feel? I was like, I don't. He was like, perfect. I started smoking weed strictly for my anxiety, but that doesn't help here. It really doesn't. It's not for this city. It's not good here. It's just terrible. Like, you're just high on a subway. I've been high on the subway, and it's been the worst situation every time. Like, emergency subway rides are the worst while you're high. I'm high on the tray one day, going to work, holding a pole, standing there holding the pole. Seems like a normal day of pole holding going down. This guy starts holding the pole with me. Two dudes holding the pole. Very fucking normal. Nope, he's a weirdo. Takes his finger, puts it in my pocket. And now I'm high on the train with a finger in my pocket. What do you do? What do you do? You fight that man. That's what a man does, not me. I am not a man. I'm fun size. I told you this. I did not fight him. I just turned to him and said, no, thank you. That's all I said. No, thank you. Like, he caught me on the wrong day. Like, if it was Sunday, I would have been like, fuck work. Let's hang out, man. You seem cool. I was high on the train once. A homeless guy got on the train doing splits for a dollar. I bought four. That's a great price. Four homeless splits in a row. I'm buying that every time. But he ripped me off. It's New York. He had a prosthetic leg. He just took it off and laid down and got up. Laid down and got up. I paid him. Respect the hustle. My wife makes me be better, though. She makes me go to therapy. Well, I fire my therapist a lot. I love firing my therapist. Every time I make money, because I don't come from good values, and I believe money buys you happiness. If you don't believe that, you don't know where to shop. Like, you don't. Every time I make money, I fire, because I'm happy. She's like, you're still depressed. I'm like, bitch, I'm on a boat. I fired her because of the special. I did. She's like, Ricky, you're still not happy. I was like, yes, I am. She was like, no, you're not. She goes, I bet you still sat on the floor when you took a shower today. And I was like, I tell you way too much. She goes, well, did you sit on the floor when you showered? And I went, no. Like I told you, I made money. I bought a chair. You're fired. Just find your happiness. I'll leave on this. Find your happiness. Find it. Do what you need to do to be okay. Life's tough. My favorite thing in the world right now is Facebook. I love Facebook. I fucking love Facebook with everything I got, because I get to watch all the kids that ruined my life as a child. I get to watch them as adults have terrible lives on Facebook. And if you don't use it that way, you're fucking up. This one kid stole my bike in the third grade, stole my wallet in the 12th. I get push notifications to my phone. every time he writes a status, and it's hilarious. I love them, all of them. The other day he wrote a status to his dead dad. Hey, dead dad, love you, miss you. Hope I never disappoint you. Fuck you, like your dad's up in heaven, like, yo, let me check my Facebook. Like, that's so dumb. And if you're not laughing, you write those posts, so fuck you too. No one even liked his status, so I made a Facebook as his dad and I wrote him back. I was like, hey, it's me, dead dad. Just got back from the Tupac Biggie concert. That was a lot of fun. P.S. you are a disappointment, and Ricky Velez wants his bike back, bitch. Have a good night.
Ricky lifts his palms to the crowd, then crosses his hands over his chest as the audience gives him a standing ovation. He blows a kiss and mouths thank you as he turns to head off stage. Credits. Directed by Michael Bonfiglio. Written by Ricky Velez. Executive producers Ricky Velez, Judd Apatow, Pete Davidson, Josh Church, Meredith Bennett, John Kamen, Dave Cyrulnik, Neil Marshall. Producers Michael Bonfiglio, Rhonda Friesen. Co-producer Constantina Congueres. Director of photography Dylan Sanford. More credits roll. A young child with a tiny guitar wanders on stage. Drawn on text appears with an arrow. My son, Leo.
Mommy, dance.
Leo jams out on stage as Ricky and his wife smile from the background. Audio description created by Caption Max. Written by Wes Haas and Olivia Willis, and narrated by Wes Haas. Copyright 2021, Home Box Office Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logos, Watermelon Pie, Apatow Productions, Radical Media. HBO, a presentation of Home Box Office.